This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Yeah. Too much sometimes.
Anyways, yeah, we are talking to Hudson Rose for the very first time. How are you?
Hey guys, I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, we're amazing. Thanks for asking, Hudson. I like when people ask me back if I'm doing okay, because I like telling them how good I am. I'm doing.
Yes. Oh, that's great. Excellent. I'm glad you're doing well.
Tari's shaking her head and looking at me because she knows I try to make our guests feel uncomfortable sometimes. So I hope it's working.
No.
Please don't ditch us.
No, I'm really excited to be here.
How's life been treating you? What have you been up to?
Good. I guess it's been busy at the moment. Lots of things happening. Releasing my debut single tomorrow, so that's exciting. And I guess, through COVID, gigs have been a little bit quiet. So been doing a lot of writing, trying to do some Zoom co-write. So it's a whole different world with Zoom and technology. And trying to get my head around that, but really been focusing on writing and getting some new stuff.
You sound like you're saying you're being positive, which is great.
You've got
to
be.
You have to be. For yourself, music obviously is it. Do you have anything? You got anything else that you've been doing? Any hobbies apart from singing? Writing songs, because there's been some other people that we've had on that have just had some weird hobbies. Anything that you've picked up along the way?
Yeah, I guess this year I love surfing.
Oh, so dolphin.
Wow. Yeah.
Sorry?
Wow.
No, that's awesome.
It's a little bit dangerous with the sharks at the moment, but we kind of stay out of each other's way, or we try to.
Where are you surfing at?
Well, I'm from the mid-north coast of New South Wales, and so we, Port Macquarie.
Oh, stop it.
We do surfing there a lot.
Sounds amazing. So
yeah, I have a friend that is teaching me, so I'm not amazing at the moment. but hopefully over summer, I'll get better.
So
I love it.
Are you using a big board at the moment, like a really ginormous one?
Yes. Okay. It's a bit big for me. It looks really big when I'm holding it, but it looks the part, so that's good.
That's all right. See, I'll live through you. I've always wanted to learn to surf, but like the shark situation,
I'm not keen on that. I'm a land animal. I'm just going to stay on this.
I'm going to live my dream through you. Yeah. tell me how we go. That's awesome. At least you're keeping busy. It's the right weather for it at the moment too.
Yeah, definitely. Getting a bit warmer.
Now, you have played heaps, but of course you played at the 2018 Tamworth Country Music Festival in the busking competition, and you got to play on the main stage. How was that experience for you?
I did. No, it was amazing. It was my third year at the festival, and we were busking all week. Mum was with me, so we had a trolley and we'd wheel gear in each day. And she's my biggest supporter, her and my friend Jackson. And then on the Friday, we were selected to play on the big stage as one of the top 10 busking.
You get nervous?
Yes, definitely, 100%. I think people ask that and they're like, gigs. That you do on the weekends and stuff. And it's a job, so it's part of it. But then when you do a big gig like that on a big stage in Toyota Park at the Tamworth Country Music Festival, the butterflies come. Yeah.
Cheryl, I should probably tell you, she's only 18.
Yeah, well, that's what I was. I knew she was young, so that's why I was asking about surfing, because if you're starting it now, Hudson, you're also going to kill it like you're doing it in music, so you're going to be fine.
We'll
see.
So at 18, you've already played at Tamworth. You are surfing. You've played many other places. You're about to release your debut single.
What can't you do?
And you've signed a record publishing deal.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's been a pretty exciting couple of months, like a couple of years, I guess. It's been building for the last couple of years. But, no, it's really, really grateful for all the opportunities at the moment. It's a bit unbelievable.
Oh, not only does she sing, surf, she speaks well as well.
Yeah.
You can come on the radio station anytime you want.
Oh, thank you. Mum's taught me well.
She has. Well, next time you're around, be sure to come up and say hello to us here at the station. We'd love to have you. We're really lucky to be the first place to play your single.
Yeah, super excited.
Do you want to introduce it for the first time?
Yeah, so I haven't done this before, but I guess...
you're doing everything else okay, Hudson, so it's all right. I'm sure you're going to be fine.
Nail it. But this song's called Never See Me Cry. I wrote it earlier this year with a really good friend of mine, Jackson James. And it was kind of like a COVID project, I guess. And I've always loved music, and especially country music, because of the beautiful stories that music tells. And this song's super special to me. It's kind of about, you know, how things can change really quickly in a day, or you're not feeling at home in your own home. But I think the beautiful thing about music is that people can form their own conclusions and perspectives as to what it means for them. So I think, or I hope people can connect to it in their own special way. But this one's called Never See Me Cry, and I hope you love it.
This world's rearranging before my